Let's hear one of the many immigrant family stories that, taken together, have transformed America during the last 50 years. It was half a century ago that the U.S. changed its immigration laws. The practical effect was making it easier for people to get here from non-European nations. And our colleague Tom Gelton has explored that change in a new book called Nation of Nations. We have gained from his expertise in a series of reports, including this one, tracing the story of a single Bolivian family.
For people who don't have a well-paying job lined up, the move to this country is often a step into the unknown, taken when conditions at home seem no longer tolerable.
So we decided to change our lives, change everything, you know, leave everything behind.
In the 1980s, Bolivia was going through hyperinflation. After too many days lining up to buy bread, Victor Alarcón and his wife Rina resolved to go to America, to Northern Virginia, where Rina's sister lived. Victor went first, alone, moved in with his sister-in-law, and took any job he could find.
Working every day, working in restaurants, for pennies sometimes.
Rina came later, leaving their two boys with her mother. By then, it was time for her and Victor to find a place of their own, a problem partly solved when Victor found a childhood friend from Bolivia who offered a corner in his apartment.
Maybe 4 feet to 10 feet long. Just a little place to put a bed. That's it, nothing else. But we was happy. Happy to share with my friend because he opened his house to us when we most needed.
Still, Rina was miserable. Victor recalls her constant crying, how she couldn't take being separated from her boys.
Every single time, whatever we eat, think about my kids all the time.
This is one version of the immigrant life, separated families, scraping by, overcrowded apartments. At the time the Alarcón family arrived, a majority of the immigrants in America had no more than a high school education. Most spoke English poorly. About 15% lived in poverty. Rina soon went back to Bolivia to get her boys. Over the next few years, she and Victor struggled to get on their feet. Rina made use of advice she'd gotten from her mother, who grew up illiterate in rural Bolivia.
She said, when I was down, I have to get up and I have to continue. Keep going.
Learning English was a chore, but they managed. They badgered school administrators to make sure their boys got the attention they needed. Rina found work as a housekeeper in a nursing home. Victor set out to learn new skills. He turned to an institution unique to America, the public library.
For me, the library was my second house. Everything that I need to learn about anything is go to the library.
At first, he didn't realize he could check books out and take them home, so he'd go every day and stay for hours.
I have learned to fix any cards at all.
By reading repair manuals at the library, and that wasn't all.
I can do anything in the house. Electrical, AC, plumbing, water heating, I mean the whole thing. How I did it? I learned it in the books.
And he found jobs. After the restaurant, at a 7-Eleven. With his car repair skills, he opened a garage. He worked at Kinko's. He and Rina bought a house and made sure their boys got an education. They struggled, sacrificed, took advantage of opportunities, and persevered. Theirs is not a rags-to-riches story, but they were upwardly mobile. Alvaro, their second-born, says he picked up more than academic skills. In Fairfax County, Virginia, where he came of age, 3 of 10 residents are foreign-born.
From all sorts of places, all over the world, Middle East, Asia, other Central American countries, and I've gotten to experience not only new languages and new cultures, but new foods, new ways of thinking that I probably wouldn't have been exposed to if I'd stayed in Bolivia.
Alvaro was only 5 when he left Bolivia. He thinks of himself now as an American, but a Latino American, where he came from, matters. In high school, his closest friends were a boy from Pakistan and a boy from South Korea. Between them, they share a new identity, even with their own languages and cultures.
Again, it's Latino American, Pakistani American, Korean American. So that's what we have in connection, is the American part. But we have this little thing extra that makes us individuals.
Trying to define what being American means in this era of multiculturalism might confound someone who tries to approach the task intellectually. For these young immigrants who find common bonds, even as they recognize their own backgrounds, it's an entirely natural exercise. Tom Gelton, NPR News.